Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't get fooled.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Plumbers Union. I'm Rusty, got a full cast today. We got we're not going to call him a special guest. We got someone in the studio as well. Obviously a bit of a announcement, so hot off the press. But anyway, we'll get into that in a moment. And across from me, Warwick, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, mate.
Yeah, that's it. The beard's all dressed and pressed.
Oh, it's a bit out of control at the moment, but
no, it looks all right, mate. Looking sharp.
Gave it a brush.
You all right? No, lovely, mate. Lovely. You haven't got the shirt on today, actually. You're usually running with the shirt.
No shirt today.
He's rocking a fresh hoodie, actually.
Yeah, Northeast Link.
Right? Very nice.
Few issues down there, but anyway, we won't go there.
No, it's going all right at the moment.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. And I'll say a special guest, but he's not. The new organiser on the road for the Eastern Corridor. God love him, right? Nathan, how are you, my friend?
Morning, Rusty. Morning, listeners. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
it. Well, mate. So just a bit of a blur last week, just running around. So it's good to be here, mate.
The blur will slow down in about
6 months?
12 months or something. Just the blur will disappear.
The blur?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you'll be getting something, go putting a car door and slamming it every day, right? But we won't go there. But nah, congratulations, mate.
Thanks,
we wanted to announce it obviously 2 weeks ago, but we didn't. It's like anything, obviously. Pickles has gone off to go on a yacht, God love him, right? Wolf of Wall Street, as we're calling it. And he's going to do a fantastic job, obviously, doing his own thing now.
Yeah, 100%.
You've taken over, and, you know, your attributes, I would assume, will be next level as well, which is fantastic.
I've got big shoes to fill with Pickles, so, you know, he's a big loss, so we'll give it a crack. And, you know, there's good people around and good support there, so looking forward to the challenge, mate.
Which one was Pickles?
We've already burnt him, right? Everything
is Pickles' fault now.
Yeah, 100%. He's already in the wash, mate. Yeah, his car's already gone somewhere else too. Anyway, someone was hot off the press to grab that one, right? Nah, God love you, Herx. Nah, it's awesome, mate. So,
Welcome on board, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, boys.
It's good. Yeah. Good to have you.
Your missus is a lingerie designer.
No, just
fighting.
Mine either. Mine either.
Same.
Be here for 20 years, mate.
Yeah,
and the rest.
Yeah, I like to look at things in lingerie, but anyway. Awesome, mate. Congratulations once again. Mate. And, obviously, fantastic addition. You've done some of the biggest jobs in Melbourne. And, obviously, you know, you'll slot right in, which you already pretty much have. And we'll go around and do the business. It's all about the meet and greet now, and getting to know people and relationships and so forth, which... You're all about it, mate. You're a happy-go-lucky bloke. We've always said that about you, and you're going to do a fantastic job. So, congratulations.
Thank you, boys.
Lovely. Mickey Boy, Committee of Management, God love you. Right?
I saw your mug come up in one of my emails 3CR, the other day.
Right? Yeah. He's hot with the emails. Right? Hot with the emails. And what's been happening, Mickey Boy? Yeah, you've been like
kept
the
busy.
Show pony. We won't go into it too much, but you've been getting around a bit, going all over the place, right? Running down a few leads, as one would say, right? You've been doing a fantastic job. Obviously, you know, been doing a bit with the Labor Party and all that sort of stuff as well. God love you. You went down to get, see Earl get his life membership.
Yes, the Labor Party,
yes. Yep, so what was that about? So give us a rundown. There was a bit of a conference.
Saturday, Sunday, yep. At Centrepoint. Yep. The sports
centre. I was wondering where it was this year.
Mooney Valley doesn't exist
right now. Yeah.
Yep. No, nice, mate. And obviously big turnout there, I'd assume, you know, all the people that you like to, I guess, run around and butt heads with and do all the business that you do.
A bit of action for everyone running around doing their bits and pieces. The faction's all doing their thing, so fun games.
You would have been in your element, surely.
Watching it all go down. The dark arts, as they say.
The dark arts, yeah. No, that's it, mate. Good on you. Right, so, lovely, mate, lovely. And Herks, what's been happening, buddy? Always something happening
heaps,
with you.
Yeah, morning, listeners. Good to see you all. So congrats to Nathan again and commiserations for coming on the road.
Yeah.
We're going to watch that beard go greyer and greyer. Yeah. The hairline's going to go further Started. Back. Yeah.
Well, it's either grey or bald, but he's got both the poor bastard, yeah. Right? So.
Give another 6 to 12 months. So, welcome aboard. So, once again, lastly, you know, all the best to Pickles on your retirement, so... Yeah, we'll still see him around on his yacht, as you said, Rusty. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to go down to his thing down in Cremond. I'm going to go see his office, mate, trust me.
That's quite nice.
There's particular days I'm going to go down.
I'm going to go to the boutique in New York. I'm out Cremond.
Over London.
I'm fishing for a good invite.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But outside of that, very busy like always. Just as I keep harping on this show, that my ear is out of control at the moment. There's that much work getting on. From all range of types of obviously data centers to shopping centers to hospitals, like infectious disease now. Multiplex are about to land there across the road from Royal Melbourne Hospital. So that's going to be a monster hospital right there in Parkville. It's going to have a lot of our members on that job. So I'm looking forward to that one kicking off. I believe Murray in a hurry is going there for Multiplex. So Nathan knows him quite well. Spent 4 years with him.
Yeah, he'll deliver that project. He's a one of a kind Murray.
He is.
Loves Star Wars.
Loves Star Wars.
Does he really?
Yes.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, well.
He's got props from the movies. He's got like a room in his house.
Sounds like you've been there, mate.
What a set mix
of Jabba together. Taking us. Let me get a screenshot. Let me get a selfie.
Yeah.
He's
a good man, Murray, and he'll do well there. So yeah. He's programmed for those kind of jobs. So he did well at Footscray, which was a beast. So that's good.
Yeah, there's a big picture of Footscray with him and someone else. Who was it?
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. When you walk in, there's a massive photo.
Does he love
Seagal?
Oh, wow.
What did Chris call?
Isn't he in Russia? Isn't he in Russia at the moment? Yeah, or something.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, I think he's in Russia. Yeah, he's not really welcome back in the US at the moment.
I don't closely follow the escapades of Steven Seagal.
Murray does.
Yeah, true.
I've had a. Sort of been given out to these little shopping centres are popping up everywhere. Deanside and Diggers Rest, Sunbury. So housing a lot of our members. Not normally our tier one contractors, more of our lesser tier three contractors, but still go out and see them. And there's been a few small issues in some of the jobs in the last week or so. So look, the members have been really good handling everything, and the builders to their credit can see what we're saying, can see what we're putting down as well, and rectifying what we're looking at.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Is Joe Picani still with Main Brace or no?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, good old Joey, yeah.
He says hi to us.
Yeah. No. He's actually all right, Joey. When he went across from Vaughan's, he was actually not too bad. So, well, he's the only good one from Vaughan's, but anyway, so.
Yeah, they haven't got much work at the moment. Tell you, he does get a lot of work. Is Texco. We met with Texco yesterday, me and Nathan. Mm. Good old Timsy and Darbs. Good
men.
Good fellas. So they've got about 20 to 25 jobs.
Correct. Yeah. He had his little calendar with him, didn't he? Yeah. His little rundown sheet.
A few pages.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, good luck with that, Nathan, right?
Yeah, there's a lot in the southeast of Pakenham and Dandenong. And,
yeah.
God's country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's always usual suspects in those jobs. So some of our, we'll say T1 members probably wouldn't know much about these warehouse jobs, but
they're popping up everywhere. We've got heaps.
They do. And they're all EBA contractors. Yeah. You've got Cormax, you've got Masters Plumbing, you've got Diversa Plum, you've got KTB, Meridian, Premier, all the good guys. So
good old Peter Rawson.
Yeah. So they're popping up everywhere. Cold storage units, factories, I went for a drive last week with Pickles, thanks to Pickles, showing me around a bit, and you're driving down this dirt road in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden it's like a factory estate, like just there's just, you know, there's 20 factories in a row getting built.
No other infrastructure around, just paddocks.
And they're not small, are they, mate? They are massive.
They are massive. They make a Bunnings look like a dog box.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
They're huge, so. And it's all our members, a lot of work in there, in grounds, stuff like that, sprinkler pipe.
Plenty of roofing.
Heaps of roofing. So,
we'll have 50 to 60 members there.
Yeah, correct. No, you're right.
They have 30 roofers.
Especially when you've got the roofers in and they come in for, you know, a week solid just to lay that roof. Yeah, they just smash it out, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it's good for us.
It is.
Plenty of work out there.
Mm. Yeah. And they sort of stick to what they know, the factory, I guess the factory contractors, like meetings in CIP, you know, even Hanson Young, and they have a crack at every now and again doing a big industrial state. You know, and it's always the same contractors, as you said, you know, Premier Roof and all those sort of
KTB,
characters, right, KTB. There's always those sort of, they stick to what they know, and they're good at it. And, yeah, it's a roll-on effect in relation to just going from one factory to the other when they build them. So, but, yeah, no, you're 100% right. So, now, lovely. All right, guys, we're pretty much almost halfway through. So we'll kick over to a track, right? This is this is one for Nathan, right? And as we said, reservation for people. Right? No, lovely. All right. Just like that, we're back. Thank God you couldn't hear what we were saying. We're bagging every contractor under the sun, right? There'd be no EBAs getting signed. Nah, lovely. Nah, good choice, Nate. And, yeah, that, if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what does, right? So, Into the Sandman, right? Metallica, fantastic. Brings me back to when I was
Joffa just said it was a great choice.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Joffa.
Joffa. Right. Old Sausage Fingers, he's working somewhere, and he's on the tools,
yeah,
or...
Is he?
Is he not? I don't know. Be up this early, he surely is, but anyway.
No, he's definitely working. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Best forklift operator you've ever seen.
He's not licensed, but he gives it a great
it's one of those ones.
He looks good doing it, though.
He's one of those ones. Awesome. And there's a few things that have obviously been happening within the union. Obviously, a big celebration, I guess you could say, down in the Docklands there off Lorimer Street. Obviously, working for Trek, Brendan Maloney. He's been a delegate for us too, known as the Foss. Right. He's worked with every single company under the sun. Like anything, he's coming in retirement. Obviously, 45 year membership accreditation got given to him by Johnny and Billy. Right, they went out there and did their thing and saw Foss, and obviously gave him his certificate and so forth and T-shirts. So,
well,
and
mate, that's huge. A lot of years there.
So it's like anything. Anyone that you know, or even yourself as a member that's listening, obviously, you know, if you're reaching anywhere around 30 years plus, just give the office a call, give an organiser a call, whoever you got a relationship with within the union, and we'll come out and do our business and get a photo, give you a T-shirt, all that sort of stuff, because it's good to be rewarded for being paying your dues for that long, right? And it is a hard thing to do in some instances. People come in and out of our industry as they do. But, yeah, obviously, congratulations once again to Brendan. So good on you, Foss.
Hold on, mate.
So, yeah, no, lovely. Like anything, guys, bit going on in relation to jobs and so forth. There's 1,000 apartments down in, or should I say 690 is the first stage, and then there's another 330 across the road in the Docklands there. That's really starting to take form now, Capital, that is. That's probably one of the biggest apartment jobs going in a long time.
That's Capital.
Capital.
I see why Billy's taking some.
Yeah, so good old Capital, right? But there's actually a bloke down there by the name of Adam Hopkins. Good bloke for Capital, one of the better ones, you could say. Considering they're not all the best, but anyway, we won't go there. But obviously GNC have picked up the job as far as hydraulics, and then obviously you got Croft, they've picked up mechanical, right? God love him. I don't know where he's going to get blokes from. He hasn't got too many on the books, but anyway, he's going to have to start throwing
They're all on someone else's books at the moment.
yeah. Dean Eve snapped them all up, but anyway, did I say that? Anyway, yeah, so yeah, there's a bit going on in relation to that. And obviously FireSafe have picked up that one as well. So there's a bit going on out there. You got the FDC job across the road as well. More of a warehouse than anything. Harrison Thorne, as I call them, or HGC Group, they're out there too. Paramount Mechanical, it's a sort of a mixed bag. So, yeah, no, it's obviously like anything. There's a bit of work going on in the Docklands. There's another job just down off Collins Street, which is Buildcorp, or should I say it's sort of near the Marvel Stadium. It's an extension. They've been talking about doing billions and billions of dollars of redevelopment for Marvel Stadium for a long time. So now they're starting to do that in stages and kick that off. It's a bit of a refurb of where the old Medibank building is, if you know where I'm talking about, off Marvel Stadium, near Southern Cross. So that's $170 million. That's Buildcorp, New South Wales. Probably one of the better refurb builders, I'll be honest with you. So yeah, SPI have picked that one up.
ISIS, I mean Shape, all right.
Who's that?
ISIS, I mean Shape, all right.
Yeah,
it was
bad
timing for a name, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, they did all right, didn't they? Right.
Swapped it to Shape.
Yeah, ISIS, right?
ISIS crisis.
Yeah, we won't get too political, but yeah, so basically, like anything, AJ Coombs have got the mechanical for that. Probably shouldn't be saying that because it's, you know, no one knows that they've picked that up, but anyway, whatever, who cares? There's a few refurbs going on in the city. That's the first stage, I guess you could say, of Marvel Stadium. There is billions of dollars that will be imported into Marvel Stadium and around Marvel Stadium. So that's the first kickoff, I guess you could say, in relation to that. So yeah, happy days, guys. Happy days. So yeah,
Medibank was built 20 years ago. Mm. Old mate Artie was on there as
there
a rep.
You go.
Artie Pugh. Good old Artie Pugh. Yeah. Good bloke, mate. Good bloke, God rest his soul. So
the industry's certainly looking a bit busier these days, isn't it? Yeah. You know, this time last year it was bleak. Yeah. So
correct.
It's good to have seen it turned around a little bit, and you know, obviously the data centres chew up a lot of labour, and a lot of our members end up there. But
especially mechanical.
At least there's a few other jobs getting on the go. You know, with the public housing and stuff, and even the sort of a rise of private housing coming back a little bit with some of that red tape getting cut these days. I suppose it's pushed the developers back into the market, which is good for our members because, unfortunately, you can't, although we get a lot of members on the data centres, you can't get them all on the data centres. So a bit of diversity in the industry always makes it a bit more stable. So it's good to see.
Well, social housing has been escalated. We've got one in Carlton just started, Elgin Towers. That's the first of 44 that Len Lease have picked up. Mm-hmm. And in Flemington, Stage 3 is kicking off as well. That's been quickened as well. So I was supposed to kick off next year. It's going to kick off next couple
of
months.
That's where Josh is, just come out of the ground, which is good.
I was going to say,
I want to talk about it.
They did, yeah. Shout out to Josh. They done really well.
He's a good man, Josh.
He's still sucking on soothers because his voice is sore.
Yeah. He's not going to talk for the next 2 weeks, though.
No, you did a fabulous job.
It was the most love we've had on a post for a long time.
Yeah.
I think everyone's too scared to write anything negative.
You bite the head off. It's a samurai sword, God love him. Right. So yeah, lovely guys. Sort of coming towards the end. It's been a really good show, and as I said, congratulations once again, Nathan. You know, you're part of the club, part of the team now, as we say. And as we say, you'll either be a little bit more bald or a little bit more greyer, right? One of the two. Maybe so. Hair plugs, right?
Also, make sure you grab a big freeze beanie. Rest in peace, Neil Danaher.
Yeah, that's
true. He's done a lot for Fight MND. You know, he truly was a character of the industry, and he'll be missed around the
I was talking to someone about that the other day with MND and how quickly it takes people's lives, and that there's not really ever been anyone to be sort of the face of it and campaign for it, and he pushed. I mean, he survived with it for 13 years, when it's something that usually clears you out within 24 months. So
yeah, he's lucky to get 2 years out of it. So he got 13 years, and his daughter does a lot for the foundation, and I'm rocking a beanie today, but make sure we'll go to the servos and grab one. Support. It is a good cause, and he's a beast at the
disease. Well, you see it all through construction, the blue beanies everywhere as well.
Mate.
So
yeah, no, it affects a lot of people. Let me tell you, it affects a lot more than you actually think. So
100%.
So you're 100% right, but in saying that, guys, we're getting towards the end. We'll
we've got a next year meeting coming up. June 18, 4:30, Brunswick Pie Cake. Be there, be square. They're getting bigger and bigger. You went to the one in Geelong, Russ. Yep. There was about 60, 70 members out there on a cold night in Geelong. This is in the heartland of Brunswick, Melbourne. So,
A few sherbets, right, like anything. And we'll do it again. And you're 100% right, Herx. Yeah. Get
Gussie,
down there.
Gussie McAlpine and Josh running it, leading the way. So get on down.
Yeah, that's
come down,
it.
Get involved.
Yeah, 100%. Well, there's a few new delegates on hand now. There'll be another post going up sooner than later. I actually got to send it to you, Erks. But David's obviously put his hand up from Highbury to have a crack down at the biotech there. It's towards the end, like anything. And he's doing all the right thing. He's making phone calls. You know, he's doing everything like anything. And he's actually having a crack. So, he's doing a good job. So, like anything, it's the start of his career. It's a new apprenticeship, as we like to call it, and he'll get down the next gen like a few of the other lads. I guess you could say that are new straight off the bat. And
well, there's a couple coming from next gen who are about to have the first crack. Yeah. Tyler Blake's one of them. He's just started out in Hamilton Marino. Joel for GNC Hydraulics, so he'll do really well. And there's another fellow as well, T, he's about to get his first crack. So
that's what I'm saying. There's a few out there, mate, that are really having a go, which is what we need. It's about
just turn up, get involved. You never know where it'll end up. You could be sitting in here with us one day.
Yeah,
that's it. Or you could be working for a plumbing company doing the H&S, like one of our
good
delegates just jumped to last week. So the door's always open.
Another one, R.I.P.
Lovely.
There is a lot of doors in this industry, so you never know. Just get involved. Best thing I ever did was get involved with the union side of things, and all my mates are from it.
It's a family. Becomes a family. Becomes a family.
And you just never know where it'll take you.
It's a cult.
Get involved.
One of us.
Someone said that to me. Yeah, lovely, right? So good old stain cutters.
Grant Ellis is now a second cousin.
Shame.
Anyway,
Grant Ellis is a second cousin now.
All right, guys.
All right, bye.
Sometimes I think You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.